Good morning, beautiful people. It's Wednesday and we are live, and for a change I'm in the studio. And here is the man that I abandoned in the studio just 3 weeks ago. It is Dave Levinson.
Thank you for pronouncing my name correctly.
What? How else do you get Lemon? What do they say for Levinson?
I've been called Dave Lemington, which I think is a cake.
Isn't it? What is it?
You know, the H is in the, at the end there, so they just go
Levinson.
But that's when they phone for is to sell insurance. Then you know.
All right.
This is your first time.
Nice to see you, Dave.
Thank you, man. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming for the second time. Eh? I mean, like last time, we actually canceled the show after.
Thanks for shaving. Thanks for washing your hair.
I know. I cleaned myself
is that,
up.
Is that ever going out, that episode?
No, we decided.
Not even as a highlight.
No, it was a complete fuck up. So we just threw it away.
But listen, I got up early and we were chatting earlier. I had so much stuff done by 9 o'clock.
I know. You showered, you washed your asshole. You did very well.
Do you wash your ass first or last?
I don't really have a system, Dave. But now that I
do now.
Now that I think about it,
if you're staying at my house, I've got a system.
Hang on. Okay, so what goes first? So I get into the shower. I usually wet my hair.
I have a theory.
Okay, hang on. Because I heard this podcast the other day about it's from this woman. She was the guest, and she said shampoo is bullshit.
Yes.
You shouldn't use it. It's bad for your hair. The people who manufacture shampoo, sell it, don't use it.
Huh.
Now, that's always a telltale sign that
many products like that.
It's like all the tech people in Silicon Valley that don't let their kids onto social media, right?
Google runs on Mac.
Yeah. So anyway, this woman said don't shampoo every day. She said don't do it ever. But then later on, she came around and said, no, look, you can occasionally.
Sure.
But your hair is meant to keep itself clean.
With the wax?
Yeah, you have oils and all kinds of things that you produce in your hair, and naturally it should be clean. I don't know. I like occasionally to do that. So I get in. Now you've broken the... Let's break this down. This isn't... I mean, people are going through this right now.
It's happening.
So you get in. I think I first wet my hair in my face. I stand under the shower and wet my... And I rub the fucking water.
You face the water, or is it to your back?
No, I face the water. And then I get it in. I get in my eyes and like you just clean up your face.
Is that the part where you hear the music and you get scared that someone's going to be there?
Yeah. Do you ever hear that?
Same. If I close my eyes in the shower, then I'm like,
someone's going to just appear.
So I always keep one eye open and burns the fuck out of it. You can always hear when someone's ending their shower because they'll wash their ass, so it makes like a. So then you know, okay, you're almost done. Almost done. If you're waiting for someone for the toilet you can hear them rolling the paper.
I think my ass is one of the last things.
It should be.
What do you wash first?
First, ass first.
Really?
Get it done. Get out.
But then you wash your hands with soap after cleaning your ass?
So I've wondered about shampoo. There's so many beautiful things. If you look in the aisle of food and look in the shampoo aisle, there's more tasty things in shampoo. So it's olive and nut peach.
Please.
And things. There's no salad dressings with that in.
I went to go and get the same one that I always buy this huge big
and you should
bottle.
Be able to. You're a hairy. You're a mammal.
Yeah.
You've got hair everywhere. You should be able to use shampoo even
on
anything.
You can. And this is the whole point, right? There's that old joke about how women use a different face soap. Is there something wrong, James? What's wrong? Oh, okay. Well, go.
James is so worried that something's going to go wrong.
Pass by the camera so we can actually prove you exist. There we go. There we are. So,
Morning, everyone.
There's this old joke of like how women use a different soap for their face, a different one for their titties, a different one for their...
And the guys are three in one.
They use something different for their necks. Then they use something different for their hands. And guys are just like same bar of soap for everything. I've often find myself in a hotel or whatever, and they only have one... Shower gel.
Or they've got that little soap that's in the plastic thing that you can't get
open.
So now you're in the shower and you can't get the plastic off.
No.
Or they've got the bar of soap there that you know that's not the first time.
Oh, you mean when they actually put like a cling wrap over
the little soap, and you can't get it off. And so then you scratch it in and your nails have got soap in. Or there's one there and you look at it like that's not a new bar of soap because it's got a pube on it.
Oh.
So someone used it.
Yeah. And then they must give you fresh soap. But you can use the same thing for everything.
That's right.
I mean, it's all just like... What do they call it?
But isn't that the pink? They call it the pink dollar or something. Not the pink dollar.
No.
There's a word for it.
The chemical is surfactant, and that is what like gets the oils and off in water.
Okay, and that's what you're taking away from you.
That's what's like dish soap. It's basically the same.
So there's also a theory that if you don't bath or shower for say now a month and you're living in the mountains, your natural oils you stop producing that bacteria that causes odor, and you actually start living as a human covered in a layer of beautifulness.
Or no friends. Yeah, I mean, like, no.
But you are well groomed.
I don't human. Know. I don't like to be filthy, and I often feel I feel filthy even if I haven't. Like, I, for example, I'll never set an appointment with someone if I haven't been to the gym and been able to shower. I'll never come straight out of the gym, for example. I'm not like a super sweaty kind of guy, but it's still, it's on my mind.
And right? You know, you think that's normal. It's not normal. Like, you've got a standard. So I was invited to a quiz, and I had a run before, and I said, I can't come to the quiz. And they said, well, I said, because I'm running before the quiz, and I haven't got time to go home and change. So therefore,
it's nice
there will be no quiz.
Yeah.
So I'm not sitting there
stinking
in running sweat.
Oh.
So it's weird that they said, no, man, just come. It's fine. Put the deodorant on. And they don't, I won't feel lekker.
But have you noticed also there are some people, it's guys always, some guys really smell terrible when they've been sweating. Other guys are fine.
Girls do smell?
No, not as bad. I mean, like,
no, I had a friend of mine who had body odor, and it was hard.
There's no need
for
you to bring up Oprah. About. You know, you don't need to bring up Oprah here.
She in trouble. Is she in trouble with some Diddy?
Do you think so? Everyone, by the way.
So aren't you scared now of parties that you went to that you didn't know was a
fuck. Dude,
was Lolly Jackson?
Can I tell you? No, can I tell you something? If anything I've done ended up in the news tomorrow, I'd be okay with it. Okay. It's all like, some of it's insane and fun and wild. But no, but there's nothing like, there's nothing criminal or dodgy, you know? Like, this P. Diddy shit sounds so awful. It's like they.
But hasn't the P. Diddy shit taken away from the other guy, from Epstein? Like,
well,
people are quiet about her.
They can't two be true at the same time. They're both equally awful.
And they're not linked.
Who knows, right? Because there are a lot of people who are desperate to keep this shit on the DL.
Famous people.
Yeah. I mean, Kim Kardashian was sending out a whole lot of cease and desist orders last week. Some of them had deleted their Twitter accounts.
Leonardo also said, I used to go to the parties. Leonardo DiCaprio said, I went to the parties, but I haven't spoken to him for like 10 years.
I haven't spoken
to Diddy for 50 years. He never calls me.
I'll go
to one of his parties.
You would have.
Of course. I would go to that party. There's no doubt. Baby oil. That's a normal day.
It would be really awkward, though, if you arrived with like baby oil and there was already so much.
I didn't need it.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
what do I bring to Diddy party?
Always, that's why, always keep the receipts for your baby oil if you invite it to.
Yeah, because you're going to return it later.
Baby oil is not good lubricant either because it's not water-based. You can actually start a fire if you have rough, vigorous sex with baby oil.
Dave, may you have such rough, vigorous sex in your life that you actually set fire to somebody with your baby oil.
Smoke.
Listen, I don't know if you
what
heard
day
about
is
this.
It? What is this?
Today's a Wednesday.
And
remember, yesterday was a public holiday, so people are like, people are a bit doff today. I noticed on the road, like, people driving like this and, you know, slower than usual.
Yeah, Sunday.
Well, yeah.
You know what, Dave? Those people are coming home from their Heritage Day
braai. I didn't have a braai yesterday. I used the day productively. I did all the things I needed to do, caught up on admin. No, seriously.
I had no electricity, so I went to the local pub and just plugged 3 laptops in. Uh-huh. Phones, chargers, and just sat there drinking.
Yeah, but
beer.
You pretended to be busy while you drank.
Yes.
Yeah. I was actually working for a change. let me tell you something else. This was very funny. Over the weekend, you know, they had that delicious festival, which was such a fuck up, apparently.
So cold.
It was cold. That's not their fault.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson's brother Tito died, so she couldn't come. But let me tell you. Like, the only people who care about Tito Jackson are the Jackson family. Like, no one else in the world even knew.
Name two of his songs.
We had to be reminded. No, he didn't have any. We needed to be reminded who Tito was. He's like the least impressive. Jermaine at least had a couple of songs. Michael was obviously hugely famous. Janet and Latoya were the sisters. They were great.
She's named four more than I could.
Rebby was the eldest sister. She even had some. She didn't have a hit, but she was like, she was more well-known as a public figure because she always spoke at the funerals and, you know, she was kind of the family spokesperson, the most responsible one. She raised, like, kids who are not complete psychopaths. Then there was Marlon. Marlon was also okay.
This is now of the five.
Yeah, like the Jackson Five. So it was Jermaine, Jackie, Michael, Tito, Marlon.
You can come to the quiz.
There we go. Like, you know, how great is that? That I could just pull the Jackson 5 out of my ass. Oh, by the way.
That's what they used to do as well.
No, so the reason I wanted to get to this,
The Delicious Festival.
There they are. Look at them. Look at them.
Side checking. Okay, there. Tito, Jermaine, Michael.
Pick. I dare you to pick Tito out of that one. Which one's Tito?
I'd say on the oldest one.
No, that would be Jackie.
But Michael's second from the right.
No. Yeah, Michael. But Michael was tall, but he was the youngest.
None of them are black anymore.
I don't think so. But here's the interesting thing, right? So they couldn't get Janet. And I love Janet Jackson. Don't get me wrong on this front. I'm not going to be one of those people who piles onto Janet, because remember when her titty came out during that Super Bowl thing and everybody turned on Janet Jackson? I've always been a fan. Love her music. I think she's great. I would have gone maybe just to see her. Anyway, it was too cold. They canned it. Had to bring in something else. And then Busta Rhymes was in the country, okay? I don't know if he was there for that or he was just here for something else. I assume it was for that. But Busta Rhymes went to live here in Sandton, which is a club. And they stole his phone. Because this is South Africa, right? So here's a video of Busta Rhymes at this nightclub getting on the mic. Because I did this once. I stole my phone in a fucking nightclub. I was like, listen. You better give my phone back.
On the
I was DJing, so someone took my phone. Anyway, here's Busta Rhymes. He obviously, like I didn't at the time, he didn't realize you gotta watch. Like, people in clubs are dodgy as hell. Take a look.
They stole Busta Rhymes' iPhone at Leaf Stanton.
If you took the iPhone 12, you're a pussy. Literally, like, we up to that.
I'm sorry. And by the way, why is Busta Rhymes got an iPhone 12?
And a Union Jack.
But why an iPhone 12?
Just hasn't bothered to upgrade.
Don't you hate those voices? Busta Rhymes had his iPhone stolen at live.
The new generation of kids are going to think that that's real.
Yeah.
So my kid can't spot AI. So I said to him, that's an AI voice. He goes, no, it's not. It sounds real. And you say, okay, let's get to the point where it says Louis the 16th or a name or a concept. And it doesn't have that full stop in the concept, and it just goes into. Then you go, but it's not. But they are being taught that that's real. Well, so they cannot distinguish between what's not.
I've yet to meet someone who speaks like that, and if I do, I'll give them a slap.
I speak like that sometimes.
Busta Rhymes got his phone stolen in Sandton. I hate that voice so much.
And you know what? He doesn't look like
his
sister Leanne, hey?
Who?
Busta Rhymes.
Oh, Leanne. No, Leanne.
He looks
Rhymes.
Nothing like her.
She's totally. Yeah, she's completely different. Different parents, I think.
He should have at least made a rap. You stole my phone. I want it back. I want to go home. Get my phone. You're a pussy.
No. Okay. So, listen. By the way, if I had known Busta Rhymes was like performing somewhere, I might have gone to see him too. But it wasn't really well.
So you said that Delicious thing was a mess.
Yeah. Well, it was cold. They didn't have a marquee. I think people go there to show off in like fancy outfits and shit.
So that's the reason
which is the reason like most people in this country go out. And I think they couldn't do that because it was so cold. So I don't know. I don't know that it was a disaster, but that's what I heard from friends of mine.
That's my hood.
Regulars.
That's my hood, Kalami, with no electricity, no water.
Yeah, you had no water last week?
No water last week and no electricity,
This week. And Busta Rhymes had his phone stolen. Tell me this country doesn't have...
So what if your phone gets stolen? Haven't you got your stuff in the cloud? You just go, enjoy Busta Rhymes' phone.
Yeah, but still, it's Busta Rhymes' phone. You imagine
You can't tell anyone you've got it.
No, but imagine the phone numbers you can get off of there. I mean, that would be funny. Call up Mariah Carey. You're like,
you don't answer
hello?
You don't answer it if it's ringing and it says P. Diddy. You're like, don't answer
fuck
that.
No. He's probably got like a X on it. Don't answer. Listen, that's a bad story. And it's only getting worse, by the way. I saw... now Bieber's been pulled into it. You've seen all this?
Yeah, I saw. Because the thing is, they've got, if you take mentorship in music, acting, comedy, at some point you've got
who
a young person.
Who was your pedophile mentor when you were young?
No, who am I mentoring? You're asking. I'm like the ABBA guy.
I'm not going to ask that for fear of finding out.
So if anything to do with acting or something, you meet an actor that you admire, you're like, come to my home. I'd like to show you some of my etchings. You know, that kind of.
Okay.
That happens. And then because you're Justin Bieber, you're sitting there with, it's Puff Daddy. I could get a record. I could get somewhere. Well, so it's both. It can't just be him.
Well, you know how I know that's true is I was reading a book the other day about some famous artist in Paris in the like 1930s. And I think he was like in his 60s. And he was inviting like 20-year-old girls who wanted to be artists to come and live with him.
For realsies.
And nobody thought it was weird. Nobody, the parents didn't have a problem. The parents are like,
there's not a paintbrush. Yes. There's not a paintbrush inside.
Go and spend time with this weird artist in his 60s. Even though you're in your 20s, my darling, I'm sure it'll be fine.
I just realized I'm 55. No, I've got 5 years to buy some paintbrushes, two easels.
Well, I won't let any girls I know go and visit you.
You know what that's like. You've been a judge at say, a Miss South Africa or something, haven't you?
Well, like, no, I've judged some competitions like that. Yeah.
So look at the parents. So I go to castings for commercials. That's what we do. We actors, we do it.
Right.
And you see some of the parents pushing their kids.
Yeah.
That means that if the 6-year-old artist is there, he's like, I'll teach your kid how to walk up and down a ramp. And you go. He's going to teach you stuff.
But you did say this, and I know you're being sarcastic because you always are. But but like apprenticeship is an important thing that people aren't able to do anymore, not because of pedophiles, but because nobody does this. So if you want to be a really good artisan of some kind, you have to learn from someone who is already there.
That's it.
And I'm afraid there isn't any university degree you can get to become a YouTube. Picasso. No, but YouTube, I think you need practical experience around
someone. So a mentor skips 1,000 steps just because this is how I would do it. And you're like, damn, I didn't know that.
And I mean, I say that like I'm any better because people have asked me if they can have me as a mentor. And I'm like, please don't. You don't want that. I don't want that.
But your the way you ran Cliff Central was, in a sense, was like that because you said, come in, learn about it. So we learned very quickly about podcasting.
If someone wants to follow me around all day, I mean, I just kind of
do you
I'd
still do
so
speaking
annoyed.
Engagements as a hired
occasion? Very rarely.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't enjoy it so much.
You don't enjoy it because that's a big money. I don't know.
People I know it's good money, but Dave, frankly, there are more important things than money. I can't believe I said that, but I did.
I agree.
It's true. So here are a couple of comments. Janet is only famous for the nipple, and she didn't even cause it. That is a lie, Bitcoin Butch. That is a lie because Janet had some great music. In the 90s, there was a song called If, which is probably the sexiest song ever.
And three of her albums came out.
That's
number
that's
one straight
the way love
She
goes.
Married a very, very, very rich Arabian dude.
She did.
She's divorced from him now, I think, because it literally was, can you make me a son?
Oh.
And then she said, cool. Once the son's born, can I duck with my bonus?
And so she did.
I don't know if that's true. Someone told me that.
Okay, well, that sounds like
maybe
a good
they can check
deal.
It out.
You know, at least it's transactional and it's honest.
Yes.
If that's
you want a son, give me my bonus.
I mean, that's what happens in that part of the world. You know how many South Africans go over there
to go and take a dump on them?
Yeah, exactly. It's transactional, right? We all know this.
I went over, but this time I want the money up front, because you know.
Yeah. Well, that was all above board, Gareth. He gave them uniforms and everything. Says that Don Kitty. You're thinking about Picasso. He was a notorious womanizer. Yeah, he was. He was pretty damn bad. Before the diddler spent time with Justin Bieber, he tried his best to get guardianship over him, but got denied. So he got Usher to take his place and sign Justin over to Diddy. Hectic. If that is exactly how it went down, and I have no reason to doubt you, Bitcoin Butt, but that is some sick shit to like so
think
get
about the
guardian.
Of that.
Yeah,
that's
to get
that's,
to go to the trouble of trying to get guardianship over someone just so you can.
But then they become a commodity, that Bieber, whatever it is. But imagine that under them, there's a whole lot of singers trying to just get into the business, and they're getting shafted, literally, if that's the deal.
It's very bad. It's very bad. The whole thing is just so ugly. So speaking of ugly,
our guest.
I'm...
where's Leanne?
I was at the SABC... to
what are you doing there?
To briefly to actually be there under the custodianship of Claudie Motsoeneng. So I missed out on his true genius. Remember Claudie?
I remember him.
Claudie Motsoeneng, who was
only local music.
An academic professor. Remember
his interviews
like
were great.
I miss
cool politicians with that say crazy shit and then stand by it.
Well, apparently, I mean, the last time I saw him, Annika Larson, who does pretty good interviews too, she went round to his house and he was saying he would be a brilliant president or something. The guy's just completely deluded.
I'm sure he's got gold, those dogs, those porcelain dogs. He's got to have them.
You think?
Porcelain dogs, But all the sizes.
I'm sure his house is just disgusting.
And a cuckoo clock with an actual cuckoo that comes out at 2:30.
I don't think he's sophisticated enough for any of that stuff. I think
but
he's
he loved local music, which is
I think he's
blacker.
Got a big TV that takes
Danny
up a whole wall.
Danny Kaye loved him because that's what everyone had to play.
I think he's got one big TV on the wall, and I think he's got like some shitty furniture.
Dick chairs.
Like probably like these sofas or something.
These sofas are crusty, eh?
Anyway, Claudio Motsoeneng, he's tried his best to fight the SABC, who've been going after him because he basically sold their entire catalog to DSTV, right? And he got paid R1 million for that.
It's or nothing.
Yeah, it was 11 million. Okay, it's not nothing. So he got paid that. Now, they've said he doesn't deserve that. They've gone after him for it. The court found in their favor. So he owes them the 11 million. But since then, he's taken it on appeal to the High Court, the Supreme Court of Appeal, and the Constitutional Court. And it's been gathering interest. So now it's 18 million. And they're going after him for all of it. I don't know if he has 18. They've gone after his pension.
Does DSTV want the full SABC catalog? Or they're going, where did we put it? We had it here.
Well, it's all digital, you see. But they you do want that.
Tracy Dark. That's squad cars.
No, but it's all the news footage from the beginning of the SABC. Right. I mean, there's some valuable stuff there. And all those programs we grew up loving that were made, commissioned by and owned by the SABC. I mean, there were some that were shit, but there were some that were really good. And
Vili Vali.
I mean, what a perfect example of a great TV show. But here's Kaiser Kanyaho. Now, what makes this funny is that Kaiser was the spokesperson for the SABC while Claudie was there. Now he's the spokesperson for the Hawks. Sure. NPA, sorry, not the Hawks. So here's the guy who used to be Claudie's spokesperson talking about how they're going to spokesperson the fuck out of him and take all his money. Look at this.
Mean that you are now in the process of ensuring that money is recovered. What are those processes going to entail?
Let's look how he hates his job.
Yes. During the whole process, we started by freezing the pension fund. And we then have now received that money that was in the pension fund to the value of about 6.4 million rand. And then now we've got to look at the properties that he owned, because what then since happened is that 11.5 million ended up with the interest plus the court cases that he did, because we won with costs. Therefore, all of that together went up to about 18 million. And now we have received about 6 million from 6.4 from the pension fund. We now have to get the remaining around about 12 million rand.
But they're just going to screw this. I mean, I'd say it's Charlie's best. They're just going to destroy the man.
Yes, well, they have to, because
they look bad.
He stole that money.
But he did a good deal.
No. Hang on, Dave. He didn't do a good deal.
As an ex-estate agent, he deserves that commission.
The court found that he was not – he was in dereliction of duty. The deal was not good. It was a fraudulent operation.
Was it fraudulent?
And he has to pay back that 11 million. That the court decided –
What if he goes and gets the footage and says, have it back?
Every court – that's not going to help. Every court along the way that he's appealed to has said the same thing. So he's in big shit.
It's going to be destroyed.
Anyway, I think it's very, very funny that they're going after his pension. So he's going to be.
Did he get a government pension? Was he ever an MP?
SABC. So who knows?
I found his career here behind the couch.
Yeah. No, it's a disaster. And now he has to pay back all of this money. And you can put your feet up if you may. Make yourself comfortable.
Make yourself by the ass.
By the ass.
Yeah, I heard that in Springs. Someone wanted to say, make yourself at home. And he said, yo, come in, make yourself by the house. Come make yourself here by the house.
Carl DeSantos says, it's cloudy with a chance of ineptitude for the forecast for today. Yeah, well.
But he made it interesting. He made the SABC a thing. No one talks about the SABC unless they're doing the deals with DSTV.
I'll tell you what, the SABC is much healthier now than it was when it was under him. Yeah, absolutely.
Have you been into the building?
And no, I won't go back there for a but this is funny. This is really funny to me. Like, we always say we want these guys to pay back the money.
Yeah.
No, he's going to have to pay back the money. And I don't see anyone, like, except Newsroom Africa to their credit.
To do it.
You know?
And then TV licenses, what's the story there? Are we getting
I mean, I don't know about that. That seems to me to be a complete joke. I get a message every couple of days that they're coming after me.
But you only got, you know, that's a monitor.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We don't use it as a TV. But you, when you go and you buy a monitor from the shops, they won't let you have it unless you have a TV license.
A monitor?
Anything.
Over a certain size?
No, dude, any.
Really?
I had to. So what I did is I used my friend, because she's like this real nerd. So she pays her license all the time. So I just took her license.
Now they know.
And took her with me.
And they do. They've got their guys. They've got their bots watching these podcasts.
But it's such a stupid system. It really is like the dumbest system. They go, you have to have this license, a license to buy a TV.
We had to have, when I was a kid, we had to have a bicycle license.
Did you?
And a dog license.
Yes, it's your old.
That was my job. My mom said, "Have you got? Did you go and get the dog license?" And the dog's name was Winky. And you had to get a dog license for Winky. And the bicycle, it was a little metal disc on the side of your bicycle.
Really? And you had to have that. Otherwise, what? They'd pull you over and take your bike away.
I just remember being very legal as a young
kid. Where Metro Police going.
And before you could have the bicycle license, you had to go
around
like
disc? Where's your disc?
There was a miniature city that you had to learn how to ride your bicycle. So it had little roads and I don't know if they've still got them.
In the East Rand?
In Springs, yeah. You had to go and ride around it. It was like a little, there was stop signs. And
no, you know what? They were just taking the piss out of you from Springs.
That remedial. I was out of special school.
That didn't happen anywhere else.
No, you had to go and learn to drive on the little roads and you had the bicycle. You put your arm out to turn right.
Bullshit.
Gareth, I'm going to have to do some research.
I don't believe you.
I'm not going back to Springs.
All right, look at this quickly. This is interesting. So Cosmopolitan. Have you got that picture for us?
The ice cream.
No. Remember, there used to be a Cosmopolitan magazine. Well, there's still an online version of this. I don't know who reads it. But just look at this headline, and I'm going to explain why this just incenses and infuriates me.
Why, guys?
So, okay, this is Cosmo from 2017, so it's a long time ago. But this was reissued because this is the kind of woke stuff that still makes the headlines when these newspapers and magazines
publish. Why has she still got her pants on?
Why guys get turned on when you orgasm and why that's a bad thing. Of course guys manage to make your orgasm about themselves. This is by the editors. Now, you know what? There are a few things in the world that you can take as a true gift, like a genuine gift.
From God.
And when guys are happy, i.e. get turned on by you as a woman orgasming, how could that be a bad thing? Well, only Cosmopolitan magazine could somehow make that a bad thing. It boggles my mind. Like, you know, some people are so hell-bent on being the victim. They're so hell-bent on being oppressed that they will even take the gift of an orgasm and look at it askance.
But Cosmo has had the orgasm thing from their first issue.
That was that whole magazine's purpose. No. The whole thing was
this is the very last word on orgasms on page 68.
Yeah.
Page 69. Page 68. And then the next one said the very, 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 very last word about orgasm.
Basically, Cosmo magazine made an entire publication.
My ex-wife worked at Cosmo. She was a graphic designer.
Really?
But they had those quizzes.
Is that why she's your ex?
Possibly. Many reasons. there's a quiz. Remember, you could take, are you gay? And then you had to fill in the quiz.
Why are you gay? You are gay. Why are you gay?
The fact that you're filling in this quiz, you are.
By the way, I saw that guy. We've got to get him. James, you've got to get him on the show. That guy from, I think he's from Uganda or Kenya or wherever.
How do you get him on the show?
So he was interviewed by Andrew Tate the other day.
Goodness.
So he's become like an international celebrity because of that clip where he basically is interviewing someone who's a gender rights activist.
But why?
No, so he sits, this person sits down and he goes, shall I call you Mr.? We are going to interview a gay rights activist, he goes. And
he's done all his research.
All his research. And this woman sits down, but she's dressed in a jacket. So he goes, should I call you Mr.?
Sure.
And then she goes, there we go. She goes, no.
Oh, shit.
So he goes, why are you gay? So she goes, I'm not gay. He goes, you are gay.
He learned so much from watching Oprah and Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, he's become like an international celebrity for that interview. I love it. So this is what I wanted to show you quickly is this extremely fat guy who falls off a golf cart for various reasons. Obviously, comedic value is number one. But second of all, it's the fact that this guy, you must hear the sounds he makes. Like, he's the most pathetic person that ever lived. Not because he's fat, but because he let himself get to a point where he can't do anything to improve any part of his life. And falling off a golf cart's basically like the end of his life, because those other oaks, they look at him and they're like, well, we can't do anything. We can't lift you up. We can't help you. You've probably broken something, but who would know? You know, it's like you're covering everything with blankets. There's just, he's enormous. And he falls off and you've got to listen to the sound. And I don't know what to make of this. Maybe I'm cruel. Maybe I'm a horrible person. But maybe also there's something about this that is just like, we've reached the point where if people can get this enormous in society, we need a war or something.
But at least he's out playing golf.
He's not. They were driving up to a house probably for him to have ice cream. I don't think that he was going to play golf. Watch this. You decide for yourself.
So you follow.
You all right?
No. Oh, God. No.
Oh, man.
What part did you hurt? No, Cole. No. No, I can't.
You can get a
club. No, my whole body. I can't. No.
Are you okay?
He has to stop thinking about the weight on his leg.
My arms and everything. No, Cole.
Oh, Lord. You need
ambulance. Oh, God.
So that's about 200 kilograms of twisted body, the bottom half of his body.
What is that shit pouring out of the bottom of his pants? Is that
his foot?
That's a foot. But it looks like an elephant's foot.
Jeez, how did he get to that point? So, sorry, he wasn't playing golf, I assume.
No, he wasn't. Definitely wasn't playing golf. Yeah. But now you see that those two men are like, oh, what are we going to do? Because what can they do?
They can't pick him up.
They can't pick him up. Yeah. They'll die. And now,
so there was a bit stupid going at that angle. I've played golf and haven't gone up hills like that.
Fair enough. Good point.
You know when you see a truck and it says abnormal and then it's got a stroke and an E. So Afrikaans people also know it's
abnormal.
They would never know what abnormal means unless there's a stroke and an E. Or like ambulance gets written backwards. So that when you look in your rearview mirror, you don't think, oh, what's this big white truck with a big red cross?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Ekilamba.
Yeah.
Oh, it's ambulance.
Oh, there we go. So those ambulance guys are now going to have to lift him up. Yeah. How are they going to do that?
They do it with a hoist. When you have an engine, they put straps underneath you and then they hoist you up.
But they'll need a crane.
Why would they have a bird there?
Dave.
Go to your room.
I don't know.
Hey, I've managed to do an hour.
Patrick says, Steenhuisen needs to stop those Steers burgers and debonairs and start exercising or he'll end up like that.
Sure.
That's a good point. Yeah,
I love the show that we've covered so much in the half an hour. And then we're already on parliamentary people that are overweight.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Steenhuisen's not the fattest person in parliament.
Steenhuisen's biggest weight loss would be getting rid of Kabinak. You can lose 90 kilos.
By the way, I just love the fact that Ferial Haffagy is having a complete meltdown over the fact that Roman Kabinak will not resign. She's having such a shit fit about it.
He was on your hilarious show, wasn't he?
Yeah, I love Roman. He's fantastic. I'm very, very annoyed that John Steenhuisen was cowardly and decided to fire him because of pressure. I don't know whether it was from the ANC or from the media or whatever else, but have some bollocks, dude.
But also, if you think about who do you fire at a political level for being... just for being controversial or stirring a pot.
When this is all over, we'll get Roman in and we'll find out about what really happened. Because I know he can't talk now.
Yeah.
When it's all done, he's going to come here. He'll tell us.
Sit right here.
Yeah, we'll get the full story. And you'll find out just how rotten politics actually is. Because I have a feeling he's got some good stories.
And he would have been on the inside.
And I want him to name names. I want him to tell us all about the bureaucrats in there. Who we never know about. I want him to show us pictures of what they look like.
When we did the podcast here, he had some forms on the table. And we're like, what are those? He goes, you pay 10,000 Rand and you get 50 signatures and you can run a political party.
Yeah, it's true.
So he just looked at the system and how stupid is that?
Yeah.
I don't have to go and study politics at varsity. No. I don't have a business degree.
You'd be like Claudia, what's your name?
Admin degree. I just fill in this form, get 50,000 Rand.
Yeah.
And you can put your posters on the wall next to the other folks.
Well, I mean, we know politics is rotten, but now that he's been on the inside, he can probably give us some insights.
Right, he must write a book.
All right. While we're talking about politics, you've got to be...
We're talking about fat people on golf carts.
Yeah, well, we're talking about a lot of things this morning. I mean, are you bored? You haven't had a chance
to be. Are
you
not entertained?
Yeah. So American elections coming up in November. It's only 40 or less days until that election. It's very limited time.
Our country's been run now by a vice president.
Our country?
Oh,
yeah, because Cyril's in new. He met with Elon.
Who's running America at the moment?
No one knows. No one knows. Kamala's on the campaign trail.
He's a president.
No, well, he please. Joe Biden's sitting on the beach licking ice cream cones. Kamala's out campaigning. So who is actually in charge of the U.S.?
Which just shows you don't need anyone to run it. It actually can
Or that unelected people have been running it anyway. So what's the point of the election?
That's Ayn Rand kind of vibes.
Right. Anyway, so I looked at – this came up on my Twitter feed. I won't pretend I was on the internet researching until the late hours. Came up on my Twitter feed of like who funds the two political candidates. And just look at this disparity between Donald Trump's funders and Kamala Harris's funders. Just look at that. Okay, so Google's the biggest one for Kamala. And American Airlines is the biggest one for Trump. But look at the difference between how much American Airlines spends and how much Google spends with Kamala. I mean, if Google, they're not even pretending to not be
partisan. That's who they want for their business.
Precisely, which is why if you look up anything to do with Donald Trump or Kamala Harris on Google, you're going to get complete fake news. Right?
I like the fact that Johnson & Johnson are there. That's baby oil.
Yeah, so Johnson & Johnson for Kamala, Microsoft for Kamala.
I think Donald can get rid of Boeing on the third list there.
Is Boeing one of his biggest supporters? Okay. But I mean, look how small his is compared to hers in terms of support.
So that just shows you there's nothing's fair.
No.
So you're going to, if you press Google.
And look at the media interest.
But then she's got some bill that she wants to pass that Google wants passed because there's no other reason why you would love. So something has to happen.
Well, Google knows.
And she's the master.
Also, Google's completely run by leftists. They're all massively into the things that she's into. They want open borders. They want, trans bathrooms, all that kind of shit. So that's why they support her. And all you need to do is look at the funding, follow the money, and you'll find out. Now, the candidate on the left, who happens to be on the right, but he's on the left in this picture, Donald Trump, look at how tiny the proportion is of funding that he gets from corporations. And look at how enormous it is. I mean, his biggest funder is probably equivalent to like Kamala's least.
I'm just looking at the amount of medicine and law.
Pharmaceutical companies and law firms, yeah.
So Adobe, big Amazon, those are, and then there's Apple. A law firm, Apple, Intern Co., there's jewelers, JP Morgan Bank.
Yeah.
Netflix. See, I don't want Netflix to be anything to do with politics.
I don't want half these companies. I would like it if they stayed out of politics.
And Disney.
Right? I mean, cut the amount of funding that the politicians have and it can only be good for us. Anyway, I thought that was interesting.
That's
because
crazy.
We don't often get to see who funds these people, and we should know.
That is very scary.
And if people, there are still some people who, whenever we talk about American politics, why do you care about American politics? I'll tell you why. Because what's going to happen in November is actually the final battle. It's like the boss at the end of the game of all these other battles that we see going on in society.
You've seen that documentary, what, Circle? Is it Circle?
Yeah, well, so this week, yesterday was Heritage Day, so it felt like a mini weekend. You know Jan Brahe?
Yes.
Did you hear this whole thing? This happened yesterday. Jan Brahe, who does like, he makes fucking boerewors rolls, okay?
And salt.
And like products that you could buy at the shop for your braai. It's hardly like he's out there campaigning for or against politics or starting up like race conversations and debates. So News24, another disgraceful platform, put out this story. Two of their most stupid journalists put out a story on Heritage Day. Tell me this isn't baiting of the worst kind. The story goes, Jan Brahe hands out boerewors rolls only to white shoppers at his thing that he was doing. He was doing some outdoor braai thing. That's his thing. He braais. Hands out boerewors rolls. These guys go and they think they've got a story because he only hands these out to white shoppers. Of course he was handing out to everyone. You'd have to be insane. Imagine being so stupid as to go out and go, no, I'm sorry, these are apartheid boerewors rolls.
And for him as well, he's not left or right.
But in an age of social media, who is dumb enough to go out and say only for whites, only for blacks? Yeah. Only a moron would do that. And I don't think Jan Brahe is that fucking stupid, frankly. I've met the guy. He's not a bad guy. Anyway, so News 24, because this was debunked in seconds as a complete nonsense story. News 24 now starting to sense that the tide is turning on them. They're, by the way, they're already bankrupt. They've run out of money.
They're building NASPAS buildings.
Well, NASPAS is fine because they've got WeChat in China, right? Yeah. And they've sold off DStv, which is also a fuck up. Now, News 24, complete fuck up. And Adrian Basson and the News 24 team issue this lame apology behind the paywall. I don't know anyone who's got a News 24 subscription, but maybe you do, and they could read the apology for us. I just cannot believe that the media, and particularly News 24, are so desperate for racism that they would cook up a story about an oak handing out braai boerewors rolls only to white shoppers.
To make up a like you said, it's baiting of the worst kind.
And the journalists were called Marvin Charles and Iavan Pajus. It sounds like it's made up.
I wouldn't give them boerewors rolls.
But this is News 24. Look at that story. Master Briar, Jan Briar, real name Jan Scannell, was filmed allegedly giving free currywurst rolls to white shoppers while seemingly ignoring shoppers of Kana.
And then literally, you know, he's standing there with a tray. Anyone could have come past him.
And he didn't hand them out to just whites. This is a stupid story. It was a non-story. You know, there's so little racism in South Africa at the moment.
You've got to generate
some. That you've got to make it up. Yeah. And News 24 realized the only way for them to actually get subscribers is to generate race hatred. It's insane.
I forgot about News 24.
I know.
I belong to a subscription website that puts up three stories, one left, one center, and one right, just so you can decide. It's actually amazing to see. Like, you see Fox, obviously, and CNN. Mm. And then the other news, Wall Street Journal doesn't do, you don't know if they're left or right. So they just put up the three stories, and then you can decide. I can't remember what the website's called.
I think it's unbelievable. I am just horrified that.
But I don't like the fact that they put the apology on, but they've actually fucked up Jan Braai's vibe.
Well, I don't think so.
Because now he's not going to go to another shopping center. I suppose he will. He's now got a little bit of...
He's got something to prove.
Yeah.
And I reckon he'll probably only go to like black and colored shopping centers now, if there are such things.
What do you celebrate on Heritage
Just to
Day?
Prove to like, yeah, News 24. On that.
Are you Scandinavian or what's your heritage?
No, man. I'm South African.
South African. So did you dress up in your traditional...
No, I don't dress Adidas. Up on Heritage. I was at home. I didn't go. I went to gym yesterday and I didn't even go to the shops. I did nothing except at home. I did admin. I was so boring. I used the day productively, which is awesome. Not for everybody, but for me, it was great. I didn't braai. I didn't get dressed up. I didn't think about Heritage Day at all. What did you do?
I plugged all my devices in at the pub. So I got the electricity on my Heritage Day.
That's very South
And I drank local beer. From SAB, and then I went home.
News 24 apparently got a community note on X, according to Bitcoin But. All the money generated from those clicks should go to Hunger SA, says Tracy. I agree. News 24 was the first to get a community note for South Africa on that story, says JP. It's just unreal. Like,
to generate
these hatred. Guys are such, and they are, you know, I mean, I used to invite Adrian Basson onto my show, The Burning Platform, to talk politics. And then I heard one of the producers tried to book him for something. And he was like, I'll never go on Gareth Cliff's show. He's this and he's that.
He used to be on the show.
You were on the show when you were a nobody. And now that you're the editor of News 24, which about 10 people in the country read, and you don't have any money and your sponsors are dropping like flies, now suddenly you're too important to... Like, I could care less whether I had him or not. Frankly, I was throwing the guy a bone. But okay. Now we see who's like, this is what the level you're prepared to drop to. Journalism, huh?
To generate hatred.
Journalism. These are the guys who told us during COVID what to do. Remember them?
The Who.
Yeah, the Who. Oh, I found the funniest thing yesterday on this. James, see if you can find that video of that nerd, that total loser in New York singing that Fauci song. This is the most cringe thing that was ever put on the internet, ever. So I want you to have a minute to turn whatever it is that you're listening to us on down, your phone or whatever, so that you don't have to be embarrassed by other people hearing this, but you've got to hear it yourself. This is the most embarrassing thing humanity has done in the last 10 years. Easily.
One video.
This one video, I reckon this is the most embarrassing thing ever. I shared it on my Instagram and X yesterday, and it even made me cringe. I was like, ooh.
I don't want the guys falling off golf carts.
No, no, that's nothing. Take a look at this.
Dr. Fauci, give us vaccines. Help all the people who have been quarantined. We'll wear our masks and we'll have to stay distant. We'll wash our hands and we'll be more resistant. Fauci, yes? Promise us, please. We'll have a cure that can fight off this disease. Restrictions will lift with some ease. Dr. Fauci, don't forget me.
Golden buzzer.
Get him through. My God, I actually, because when I posted it, I didn't watch the whole thing again. It's bad, right?
No, I think it's brilliant.
You love it.
You know the stuff that we do as comedians. We have an open mic. At every night that I do a comedy night, we'll do an open mic. That guy would storm the shit that we get. Of that people think is funny. That guy's printed that stuff out. He used the classic. He's used Comic Sans, so you know he's a pro. And he's done. And he still had to flip the one around because he only printed 10.
That's the worst.
Put a lot of work into it,
Dave. It's the worst thing.
My kid gets projects now because my kid lives with me now. So whenever we do the projects, I help him with the project. And that, like on the Wednesday, we hand it in. Then on the Monday, they get the marks. So I'm like, what did I get? What did we get? What did you get for the project?
And good marks?
I'm hitting standard 7, grade 9. I'm killing it.
You're getting A's?
80%.
Oh, beautiful.
He has no idea what those pyramids are or anything.
And your kid's still going to come out of school.
Google Slides. It's a dream.
Oh, yeah?
I never knew it existed. I was working on PowerPoint.
Yeah.
And Google Slides just stole everything's there. Because all the stuff's there.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's not there, hey? So it says the Egyptians aren't aliens.
Is that the kind of project you're doing with your kid is learning that the Egyptians didn't build the pyramids, aliens built them.
Now, you can go and research that yourself as an option. No, he did the technical stuff, like in terms of the spaces between each block is like tiny and all that stuff.
You've breezed past this video too quickly.
Are you going to watch it again?
No, Grant D'Souza says...
I know, Grant.
What are the odds that that guy is a virgin?
And he's still wearing... That's from the times. That's from 2020.
No, he made that in 20.
So he's older now. He's getting better.
I wonder if...
Because you've got to hit that note. And I'm sure he's much better. I've seen people... seen people on SABC, your friends, that don't have that much prep for their thing.
That's true. No, that's true.
And he had to flip that one card over because he had only printed the one side.
You're very impressed by very simple, basic things.
Yeah. Right? Get the basics
Google
right.
Slides.
All that guy needs, look there, and he flips the other one around. He needs a mentor because he's only 11 there. So obviously he is a virgin, Grant.
It's so bad.
I don't know about you, Grant, when you got laid when you were 11, but that guy looks maybe 14, 15, and he just wants to be alive by the end of this scary, scary, scary disease that everyone's got. And he made a song.
Lol, says that Don Kitty. Your kid goes to school and professes that the pyramids are alien work.
Nah, my kid's working hard. Doesn't profess.
Imagine having Dave Levinson a dad.
He backed it up.
Imagine having you as a dad. I'm just trying to think about like where... Oh, my God. So he's in what grade?
Grade 9.
And he's doing well.
Oh, and he's homeschooled. I forgot to tell you. I'm the teacher.
How the hell does that work?
The aliens.
So where do you send the project?
If you don't know how something works, the best thing you can do. How does this work? Aliens. You've seen it on TV.
No, is your kid really homeschooled?
No, he's homeschooled. He goes to actual homeschool. I'm not.
But how does that work?
They've got a syllabus and they teach him.
It's like someone's house?
Someone's garage, yeah.
And they also, how many kids?
Sit on crates. crates.
Listen, I'm not criticizing it.
There's about 20 kids.
Because I genuinely believe he's probably getting a better education in that garage.
Well, so he's the only kid in grade. He's the only kid in grade 9, so he gets top of the class. I couldn't do that at school. No, it's a proper school. It's an American stat. What do they call it? He does SATs.
So he's doing the exams.
Cambridge.
Yeah, sure.
But the projects are interesting because the teacher does say, go and research and find out. If it is, you know what? Have you seen the guy with the hair? Aliens. What's that program called? Ancient aliens.
Ancient aliens, yes.
Whenever they can't explain something, see, like, this mathematical equation, aliens. x equals 1 plus 1 equals 2. What's that guy, that weird freak?
Yeah.
The actor.
Yes.
And he, you know, when he got fired from the Marvel Universe, everyone went, oh, shame, he's a good actor. And the Marvel Universe went, this guy's a freak. You know, at the craft table at the movies, after he's...
When Who are he's, we talking about here?
The guy that's got the theory, with mathematical theory, that's just redone everything. He said he's written a 36-page thing, sent it to Neil deGrasse Tyson,
Terrence Howard.
So they, when Marvel Universe fired him, we all thought it's because of some sort of thing that went on. They reckoned from then earlier, they said, this guy's saying some weird stuff, man. Mm-hmm. Not that it's weird, but every time they can't explain it, it's aliens. Like, it's such a cool cop-out because you can't prove them wrong.
I listened to that episode where Rogan had Terrence Howard and Eric Weinstein.
So Eric's together. A psychologist.
No, he's a mathematician and nuclear physicist.
I don't think Terrence is mad. I just think he's out there doing something different.
So I don't think he's crazy.
No.
But what was interesting about that episode, and I met Eric Weinstein earlier this year. He stayed with us and had I took him out to the lion and elephant place so he and his wife could, you know, touch an elephant and all that kind of thing. He's a fantastic guy. I mean, he's so clever.
Did they touch that guy on the golf cart?
No, even though he looks like he has elephant feet.
James is giggling at the wrong jokes.
I know, but James always laughs at the worst thing.
Not normal.
And Eric Weinstein's so clever, but he wasn't patronizing at all with Terrence Howard. He was like, you know what? Some of what you're saying has some merit, but let's break it down and understand it properly. Because you know what happens is, like, bullshit baffles brains. So if you latch onto something that you think is quite clever.
In one column.
Sure. And you explain that to yourself over and over again, and you kind of get to grips with it. But then you start making irrational jumps to other things that it's not related to.
That are not in that column.
Yeah, and you start creating a grand theory of everything, which doesn't actually make sense if you break it down at a granular level and take a look at where or where not they're connected.
So that interview, Eric kept asking him, is that what you feel? Is that what you think? Tell me more.
Exactly. Tell me more.
So when someone tells me something that I don't do politics in my comedy, but they'll come to me and say, did you see what happened in Palestine? So I said, tell me what happened.
Yeah.
But tell me what happened without choosing sides.
Right.
Tell me exactly what happened.
Can they do that?
They can't.
No.
And these damn people came in there and they shot everybody.
What damn people? Damn people.
So tell me exactly what happened. And my kid also went through some trauma. They had a hijacking. And I said to him, just tell me what happened. Without saying anything about the thing. Just tell me exactly what happened. So the story in your head is exactly what happened and not a made-up story that you're going to have for the rest of your life. And it was amazing to see him because, okay, you're right. Let me just go through what happened.
Yeah, and he wasn't...
It is traumatic.
Yeah, but also, you know, the point is that you don't need to tear people apart when they say something that you can see it's not going to make sense. But you, instead of saying, oh, that you're what an idiot you are.
Do you think so? Tell me more.
Yeah, find out. And I struggle with that sometimes because...
You have freaks on in this chair.
I'd say freaks. What do you mean? We have people in here who are interesting. They have a different point of view.
You've become way more patient than you were.
I'm better. I wouldn't say I'm better, which is the opposite of what happens to most people. Most people, as they get older, they get more grumpy.
Codgery.
Yeah, and they get more mean. I don't know if I've become more mean. I think I've actually become a bit nicer.
I think you're not, your opinions aren't...
A little bit.
They aren't scathing anymore. Like, you'll just have a laugh about it.
Well, it's also...
So you said stuff about PE and then the whole of PE shut down. You know, or East London.
What, long ago?
Long ago. Yeah, now you just say it and the people go, oh, geez, he's so harmless. Gareth Cliff just...
So maybe I've just become harmless. They don't care about. They don't care what I think anymore. Maybe.
We're not relevant anymore.
Maybe, and I could care less. When people say on the internet, isn't it hilarious when people say to you on the internet, that guy's not relevant anymore? I'm like, you were never. No one knows who you are.
Jesus had to go away for 30 years to become relevant again.
But exactly. And I don't think that that's a valuable criticism of anything. You're not relevant.
No, I think it's the ultimate insult.
Do you think so?
It is what it is. It's terrible when someone says that.
Because it just means you've given up. It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything. No. So I don't have electricity at home. And then someone's like, oh, well, it is what it is, South Africa. I'm like, no, I'm making a plan now.
But you think that the ultimate insult is you're irrelevant.
Irrelevant, it's clever because after that, you're going to sit there going, either you choose, I must become relevant. Like, you know, you must be like Madonna. You must change with each generation.
Right.
Madonna changed her clothes. So when someone says you're not relevant, and especially with comedy, so there's a whole bunch of young comics coming up and they're using words, they use the lit words and riz and resonance. Yeah. And then they go, you're older, you're 55, you're not relevant anymore. And you're like, okay. So everything I've learned.
Do you think it's an insult?
It's a clever insult because it just takes all the wind out of your sails.
Not me.
You've got to choose now.
Maybe I'm stupid. No, but I don't
care. But you're on the cutting edge of this.
No, dude, I don't care about being relevant. If the people who think you're irrelevant are themselves irrelevant.
Because they're not seeing anything.
I don't have to prove anything to anyone. I don't care anymore. Like if it's a popularity thing, I'm bored of that. I had that when it actually counted.
So you comment section. Yeah, when we were kids.
No, I love the comment section. That's no smart as hell. Our comment section. Have you seen how vicious these people are? If I was irrelevant, they'd be the first to tell me.
He said the comment section.
In fact, they'd stop listening and they have no never hear from them again.
Your comments, guys.
No, which is fantastic. They're rough as hell.
But they're not anonymous. Their name is Grant D'Souza. I can go to his house.
You probably can. Yeah.
So a person to write a comment, I'll often say to them, write the comment and then walk away for 5 minutes, come back and read it, and then send it, if it still sounds okay.
Well, Grant says, fuck being relevant. You have to chop your cock off to do that.
I tried that. I'm Jewish. They chopped off a little bit when I was born.
I don't know if...
James laughing again.
No, no, James. Don't worry about James. Don't worry about when James is irrelevant.
You see, you're going to start using it now.
I don't think it's a clever insult, though.
It's not clever. It's such a cop-out. Because yeah. You must be more specific. Because if I know about mathematics, and I just know everything, oh, of course I'm going to be irrelevant when it comes to choosing shoes. Because I'm just choosing comfortable shoes.
Yeah, well, you can't
I bought my son some Crocs.
Oh, you're a bad father.
Yes, you know, he wore them.
I think you just lost.
But we did it as a joke to piss his mom off because she's gone to Portugal to visit her.
Okay.
So the ultimate cool ex-dad is to buy some Crocs. Mm-hmm. The guy put them on and he was laughing. He says, oh, these things are so stupid. He put them on. He went to bed with them on. He woke up with them on. He said, Dad, I don't know how this works. I can't not wear these.
Have you got some?
I haven't got any.
No, I haven't either. I refuse.
I'm very proud of three things. I've never watched Game of Thrones. I've never played Padel. And I've never worn or bought Crocs. And I want to die
I got
with
two
that
out
on
of
my,
three.
Have you watched Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Well done.
Two out of three is not bad.
So I read a Cosmo survey recently. if you say Padel.
Yeah, Padel.
You are gay.
Why are you gay? So
so I want to do that. I want to have a marathon session. I want to go play Padel.
Just to go on the Crocs
in
thing.
My Crocs.
So my nephews have Crocs. They're like
they're irrelevant.
10 and 8. No, they're completely irrelevant. But they have those little things that you put in the holes in the Crocs.
That's what he bought
they
as well.
They love those things.
That's how they get
they
you.
They love them. That's how they get you.
But I said, buy a camouflage Crocs so no one sees you wearing them. But he says if they're that comfortable, they've got it right. Because they're not the pick and pay Crocs that are made of like dustbin rubber.
Is that what they're made of?
No,
it looks like they're made of dustbin rubber.
So what happens with Crocs, I did a research on it.
Oh, right.
They go up and down do a little side business study on Crocs. They go up and down on purpose. So at some point, Crocs will be really cool and popular. And then it goes down again. But their main business is chefs and nurses. They don't care about your fashion.
Really?
So the fashion ones come out when someone goes, there's a movie coming out. So they brought that Croc that looked like the Freddy Krueger, the mask.
Oh, Jesus.
They'll do that.
It's got the holes in it.
It's got the holes in already. Or the other mask,
Jason.
So they'll bring that out. So Crocs don't care about what you like or not.
That's interesting. You see, I think that the best products come about when people aren't desperate to sell them.
Oh.
Like if you think about truly brilliant brands, they're not actually making a big noise.
Yeah, they're just getting on with it.
The ones that are like, please, I don't need to make so much of an effort.
So you've seen those things with Under Armour versus Nike versus Adidas.
Oh.
And Nike went.
Yeah, so what? Go for it.
There's the graph.
Knock yourselves
There's
up.
The thing.
Yeah. I went into an Adidas store at the Doha airport, and I've never seen so much shit in my life.
Crap.
Yeah, it's
and
really
then you wonder,
bad.
If you did a quick marketing survey, meant this is why it's not working. I wouldn't, any age group, I wouldn't buy that stuff.
No, it's horrific. It's like streetwear, but it looks like stuff that people who've given up. You know, like alcoholic dads.
I do not know these things. I do not know what you speak of.
We happen to have an expert here. Alcoholic dads. We're a lot of Adidas tracksuits.
My ex moves to Portugal, and she goes, do you mind taking Jude and then until he's ready to move as well? So I'm like, do you mind me not minding that I don't mind taking? So my house is two and a half men.
Yeah, it is. Like, I feel, listen, I really feel like we should
but you know what's lacking?
We should all get involved in helping
so I never
you raise
had a dad.
Child.
I never had a dad. So I'm doing all the things that I wish my dad had done with my kid.
Like?
We just have fun.
He's not going to want to go to Portugal.
So he goes, Dad, can I play PlayStation? I'm like, I'll buy two.
Jesus. Yeah, he's
overcompensating, like, Dad. You know what I said to some other dads? They went, this PlayStation's bad. You must only have 2 hours a week. So I said, have you played Fortnite? Have you actually sat there?
2 hours a week.
You can't do 2 hours. It is the most incredibly clever. Whoever invented that, what are kids like? They're like competing, but they don't want to die. But if they do die, they can come back. Yeah. They get the best guns. And everyone's the same, mm-hmm. but they can wear different masks. They've got them locked in there. Mm-hmm. So I just stand there watching, and then I said to Dad, have you ever played games with your kid? He goes, no. I said, play with your kid. Watch your kid's eyes light up. He goes, my dad's playing. And he tells everyone, I'm playing with my dad. He's a noob. And I'm just shooting the walls.
Looking like an idiot.
And I said, can I get some Crocs? Dad, what skin do you want? I want Crocs.
Actually, okay, I've changed my whole opinion. I think you might be the coolest dad in South Africa at the moment. All right, listen, we got to take a break. It's already
We've
got time. You don't have to rush away. I like having you here. Dave Levinson, plus he's got nothing to do. He's got to go to that same pub and charge his laptop and have more drinks.
No, I've got to sit up.
He's got to get drunk before he fetches his kid from school.
I'm doing a comedy tonight, tomorrow night.
Homeschool. Sorry. He's got to get drunk before he fetches his kid from that other woman's garage
in Crocs.
At 2 o'clock in Crocs. This is great parenting.
I've got a comedy show tomorrow night, and I've double booked myself. So they think I'm doing a comedy show tomorrow night at the Baron, but I'm in Nelspruit at a golf day.
So what are you going to do?
We don't know, Gareth.
This is very exciting. So if you were going to go and see Dave
tomorrow night at the Baron in Sandton,
it's not going to happen. All right,
Hannes Bremer will be there.
You heard it here first. Sorry. All right, we'll be back in a moment. Don't go anywhere.